My name is Krista. I'm the founder of the Dancers Resource. And today with TDR Talks, we have Vicky, Victoria,
Hi.
Celeste. So what do you prefer that we?
Vicky.
Vicky.
Let's do Vicky.
Yeah.
Everyone knows me as Vicky. Vicky's Closet. So let's just, we'll do Vicky.
So, okay. Obviously, like I follow you on Instagram and it's funny because you see people and like, to be like, oh, she looks mean or she looks like this. Like, but it, the intimidation factor is like there. But you're legit the sweetest person.
Everyone always tells me that.
Yeah.
I've had so many customers be like, you look so intimidating. You look like a bitch. And like, I'm sure my tattoos, I like very like Chicano type of like style tattoos.
Yeah.
Like gangsterish. Yeah.
Like, who is she? Is she going to like...
like
me out.
Yeah, no, literally I had a client the other day. He was like, oh, it looks like you have some like essay boyfriend, that's why he wanted to ask you for a dance. I'm like, dude, like I'm so nice.
He's and like he's at the club and he's gonna ask you for a
dance. Like intimidated as fuck. Yeah, so I get that a lot.
Do you guys like that?
Like
has it worked in your favor?
Like where they're like, oh, let's go, because I feel like she's gonna punch me. Not really.
Or maybe she's just like intimidated. I don't know. Yeah, I think in the club, you're right. In the club,
not really. I feel like because I can't be that, like,
well, you're not
aggressive.
That.
Yeah. So it just, I'm like, I'm nice. I'm actually really sweet. So
we were talking like when I first saw you, like you were sitting on the sofa, and I was like, I recognized you because I was at Hustle's, and this was when she was like in an apartment.
Yeah.
Now
fucking thugging it.
Yeah.
Out.
For LA. Massages, check out Hustle for OC.
Yes.
Check out
Celeste. Pico Rivera, OC side, Body Babes LA.
Yeah, because you had just gotten your BBL at that time. I had just gotten my
Girl, that was like my third round.
Really?
Yes.
Does it get worse by rounds?
Yeah, my last round was really bad. Like, I'm not doing any more surgery. That's why I'm on this like fitness journey. And
it was
everything.
Your third?
Yeah, it was my third round. It was with Bias. My like blood levels dropped really low. I needed like a blood transfusion. Girl, it was bad.
Oh,
I'm like, never again. Yeah.
Where is that, Colombia?
That's in Tijuana. And that's why when girls ask me, like, which doctors did you go to? I'm like, girl, like.
You don't want to say if you have a bad doctor. You feel bad. You don't want to Yeah.
Yeah. So.
For sure. Well, I mean, I don't know. Damn.
Surgery's
three?
This is a trip. Yeah, girl. My first round was here in Beverly Hills and then with Campos.
But I feel like in LA or like in the US, they can't get maybe the guy from Houston. I feel like maybe.
Oh, Dr. Jung
yes.
Money.
Maybe
but he's so picky. I've like.
About who he takes?
Oh, yeah, girl. You can't have like, I think, another round by nobody else. Like all this like crazy shit. Yeah. I mean.
And then he's 30, 40?
Yeah. Easy. Like in Tijuana, you can get a BBL for like fucking like three racks.
And get two asses.
It's fucking crazy. But you have to know these things when you're in like the body contouring, you know.
But that industry, like.
And like post-op.
I think like that industry of like looking in what you want to do and figuring it. It's like an industry of its own. Like that plastic surgeon, that plastic surgeon T, like she's so valuable because it's like you kind of like, it's like what's not really discussed.
Yeah, exactly. You know? It's taboo for
sure. Yeah, for sure.
It's like, who cares, girl?
It's funny, like the most lucrative industries are also taboo.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's so much money to be made, but people just get so stuck in their own head.
Yeah, girl.
So, okay, so you do the body contouring.
Yes,
and we're trying to, body sculpting. I love the faja.
Oh, you've seen that, girl.
Hallway. Okay, can I? So she, what she did was she had like, when you have a BBL, you have stages of your fajas. You have like the one from the doctor. You have one where you're looking like a penguin. And then you have one where you're snatched.
Yeah.
And she like framed all of them into like a painting. And I just thought that was so clever.
Yes. Because I was thinking, I'm like, I just got my new spot. Because before I was renting in a room from like a previous beauty bar. But now it's me, my sister, and I'm looking to have another girl on my team. And
your sister does the massaging as
Yeah, we both went to massage therapy school. So we're licensed massage therapists. So that helps to have that behind us. But I was like, I don't know what to put, like what type of decorations or whatever. And I'm like, it just came to me. I was like, dude, I had this like bag of like 40 fajas and shit. And I'm like, I'm going to get a shadow box and push pin these motherfuckers. And
it
this is
really
it.
Cute.
It looks so
cute. It's like
cute.
In the hallway. It's such a vibe.
It's so cute. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good look.
Yeah. I'm all about an aesthetic, especially when you're getting service places. You know, you want it to look cute, feel cute.
And you service. Oh, my God. I feel like the service industry now, it's like, I don't know what's going on, but like customer service. Is,
yeah, girl.
Yeah. I don't know. Is that like a thing? Like, are you supposed to expect to be treated like shit now? Or am I getting old?
I don't know.
Do you know
girl.
What I'm talking about? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, nobody wants to work. Get off your fucking ass and work.
Yeah, no, I'm a hustler girl, so I treat my girls right. And, you know, we're looking for more girls, so clients, all
hit
that.
Hit her up.
Body Babes LA on TikTok, Instagram.
I mean, clearly she knows what she's doing.
I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
And then, so how long have you been dancing for? Wait a second. No. Okay. The bikinis.
Yes, I also have a bikini line. But like I was telling you earlier, that I've been prioritizing Body Babes more.
Okay.
Because that's like truly my passion. But I do want to bring, or have been bringing out, you know, very like inclusive pieces. Because I feel like I have such big tits and, you know,
small waist,
a
it's
big
hard
coochie, and yeah, all that crazy different sizes.
Those big coochies be getting you,
girl. And
you
it's
have a fat
so
pussy,
hard.
Yeah,
fat
no, ass pussy. Really, yeah,
girl, fat ass pussy. Let's just call it what it is. And I'm like, girl, like,
and then those
one of my lips fits in this bikini. Like, what are you talking about?
I don't remember what I was talking to. I was like, sometimes you have to wear two things of underwear.
Yeah, bitch, you're tripping. Like so, like, my line is, you know, I like to bring pieces that fit all sizes, curvy girls and all that. But I'm going to get back on that, so don't trip. But
you have cute design.
Thank you. Yeah, you have cute stuff. I like basics. I feel like it's fun to dress
up. It's easier. But it's like in the club, it's like, yeah, this looks good, but is this sustainable? Can I move this around?
Yes.
Or is this going to be like
good
a
stretchy
legit,
fabric?
Like,
yeah.
I saw somebody with like the clasps in the front align, and I thought that was so
cute.
Clever, right?
Yeah.
But I mean,
yeah. Everyone has different styles.
Yeah.
Too,
for me, okay, mine was like literally, I think, because I'm the type of person like, listen, I'm here to make money. I'm not going to be spending all this money on these outfits.
Period.
So I would do like the black thigh highs. From Target.
That's always good, though.
A little black lace underwear.
Okay.
And then a black bra.
That's cute, though.
That's it. That's, like, all I ever did. And that was my, like, money maker. Okay. Like, the whole, like, anytime I would try to do some extra shit, I would just start acting extra, I think. So it
I
just,
feel
like,
it.
Didn't work
the
out.
Other night, I felt so fucking cute. And it was, like, such a, like, not good night. I'm like, bitch, why is it always when I look cute as fuck,
you know
I make no money? I'm like, fuck
this.
It's
the same reason that you make the most money when you don't feel cute. Because we compensate.
Yeah.
Because we're nicer. We're more interactive. We're
that's
like, I don't feel myself.
That's it.
So when you're feeling cute, you're like, please, like, you need to come to me.
Period. Yeah.
That's true. Unfortunately.
I know.
Unfortunately, right? An outfit doesn't always fix
yeah,
it.
Yeah, girl. I'm like, ew, get me out of here.
So you work right now in City of Industry?
City of Industry.
You like it?
Girl, oh my God. City of Industry is its own monster, girl.
That was where it started.
Yeah, it's a crazy street. It's filled. There's probably like 6 clubs in that area. And I started, well, not started dancing, but I've made my name at this club called Paradise.
Uh-huh. We can cut it out if you want to. We don't have to put it out
there. I mean,
people,
you know, people have their own misconception of it, but a club is a club. And, you know, but I've worked at other clubs. I've worked at Satin,
at
Angels.
Satin.
Yeah, so
in
I've
Corona?
Dabbled. No, Angels in OC for a little bit. It was during COVID when everything was closed, but Anaheim
like
was
the only,
open.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Little
that
Hood
Orange
spot.
County.
Mm-hmm.
You know where I worked at in Anaheim?
Where?
The library.
Girl.
No, just kidding.
Oh,
no, it wasn't the library. It was, no, I didn't get hired at the library, actually. They wouldn't hire me.
Yeah, I was about to say, bitch, the library was like, absolutely not. I danced and they're like,
how
no,
do I
thank
not
you.
Remember? It was off Patella and the 5 and it was shut down.
Taboo?
No, it was like this old racist white guy owned it.
An OC.
Okay, so this old racist white guy owned it. And, like, I remember, like, when we first started, because he was, like, an older white guy, and he would have all his friends come around. Oh,
mm-hmm.
God, what was the name of it?
I don't know.
Because
I don't know Anaheim
it
clubs
was in
like
Orange
that.
County. It's been closed
Imperial.
For years. It's been closed. No, it's been closed. So, like, this was the type of place, like, okay, because it's closed now, I can say it. Like, the owner, he would come in, and he had, like, all his, like, golf buddies there, and
uh-huh.
he would, like, listen, I don't want to hear about who's dating a hard, like, N-word with a hard
Ew,
R.
Oh, that's
a
ugly.
A whole entire crowd. Yes. A
Absolutely
whole entire crowd.
Not.
He would get all the girls together on the floor and cuss all the girls out. Because
that's
the girls
so
are, like,
whack.
Talking shit. Oh, she dates black guys, this and that.
Ew.
So then he takes it. But
You're
let me tell
so
you something.
Ugly.
This guy's obsession with black women was insane. Like, he would go and he would spend, like, $1,000 for a girl that was working as the owner of the club and, like, have her all night in the VIP as the owner of the club.
Oh, my God.
And he would be like, oh, I remember he's like, what are you? He's like, are you Hispanic? And I'm like, yeah, I'm Puerto Rican too. He's like, oh, that might work. If you play your you might make me pay your rent. He was sick. What the fuck? He was like an older, like.
He's confused.
He looked like the Penguin from Batman. And he would let the drug dealers go and like sell their cocaine out of the VIP room.
Oh my God, bitch.
Yes, it was insane. Like, because it was two stories. What was the name? I'm so sad.
Yeah, no. I don't know OC like that.
Fritz.
Oh, I've heard of it.
Yeah. But
Fritz.
So there was one in Bellflower. And then there was one
I've heard of it.
But the thing was, like, the family owned it. And there was only one guy left of the whole family. Mm-hmm. And he ran it. Like, he used it, like, his own, at his own disposal.
Oh, my God. What a crazy guy.
He was, like, you know, it was... It was insane. Yeah, like, you think of, there was like, he was like legit running shit out of there.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's managers crazy.
And owners are crazy. Yeah.
Like, you think about as like a dancer, even the conversations you have with like your DJ when you're like butt naked trying to like get dressed and like, this is not normal.
Yeah.
But we get so jaded.
Yeah, for sure.
We get like used to it.
Yeah, you do. It's crazy. I know. I'm just like thinking. I'm like flashing. Like, I'm like, I feel like I'm getting, I'm at that point, a little jaded. I mean, I've been dancing for,
How long?
Since I was like 18, turning 19. So it's been a minute.
How old are you now?
I'm 29.
Okay.
Yeah. So like easy, like 10 years.
Yeah. So you're,
It flies, girl, though. I'm like, what the fuck? I remember I was just like a baby stripper in my first apartment. It's so crazy. Such a trip.
I remember counting that 400. Like, shit is different. Balling. Never gonna be the same. I'm never gonna have to worry about money ever again.
Yeah.
Those are the days.
Yeah. The money's different for sure.
But it's like, if you don't learn how to do anything with that 400, you're not gonna know what to do with 10, 20,000.
Period.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh my God. Save your money, girls.
But even saving it, like, you gotta learn what to do with it.
That, yeah, of course. Yeah. Like,
how'd you get into dancing?
So I had a normal job.
Where were you working? Did you have tattoos? Did you have anything?
Oh no! But I started getting surgery fast, like, but because I not because of dancing, but because I had this idea of how I wanted to look. But being in the club definitely like pushed
it perpetuates.
That. Yes,
the image that you want to have of yourself
definitely.
It allows does. You to like kind of like.
It does,
and then it's hard to not. Get like
girl over. And it's addicting. Yeah, well, especially because I have an addictive personality, so it's like,
when's your birthday? But
December 23rd. I'm a Capricorn.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Cap.
Yes. Okay. Girl,
no, I mean, I'm a Leo, so you know I overdo everything.
Yeah,
but
no,
like,
that's dope though.
It's hard to not get, or like, just like, because you said you're doing your fitness thing, so
yeah,
it's like, it's hard to like, when you've had one surgery, you're like, okay, well, whatever, if it gets this big, I'll do it again, or if
but and no, it's, not, but no,
it's not even worth,
no way,
to continuously go back to surgery, like the pain
it's
and effort it takes to recover.
Yeah,
you're better off working out, because like, even if you get the same results, your psyche is just in a better place.
Yeah, after. Especially going under that many times, you just think like, what if I need like my body for like an actual, you know,
do
like,
do you mind if I ask you the amount of surgeries?
No, or, like, no, no, exactly what I'm very open. Even with the girls, I feel like that's like kind of an upper hand I have. Yeah, I'm like, babe, I've gone through most of the things you're going through right now, like, you know, as far as procedures, like, I haven't had a tummy tuck, but I've had lipo 3 times and the BBL 2 times. But like, the areas I've done is like buccal, in the face, arms, thighs.
I like
it. It didn't, literally, you can even do it while you're awake. It's, they consider it like dentist work.
When did you do it?
Girl, maybe like 4 years ago, 5 years ago. So it's been a minute. But they do say that after a while, because you remove that fat in your cheek, that like, you're going to need, you know, you want that collagen as you get older. So you're going to have to do things to kind of tighten. But I'm like, whatever. We'll do that when we get there.
That's what I should have done. I wanted to do the buccal. And then my concern was like right here. And it's still a concern, because like,
I don't know. You look bomb.
Well, you know how it
is. Yeah, I can tell you.
I'm like, I want my face like, I want like the whole neck thing. And then I did that, and it's never enough, of course.
Yeah,
so then I'm like, maybe the buccal. And my friends are like, bitch, work out.
Yeah.
Like, babe. It takes like 5 pounds, you know, like.
It does. Honestly, I feel like from working out, like, I mean, face, I've always had a chubby snatches. Face. But too. But like, I do retain like fat or whatever up
I
here.
I have dimples, so it makes it look like.
Oh, yeah, bitch. Thicker. I'm all dimples.
Yeah, it makes you look like you, like, they think it's cute, but you're smiling. I'm you're like, why do I look like
I'm
that?
I'm like, my face is like this big.
No, but you're beautiful.
Thank
and like,
you.
It looks good. Like, thank you're like, you. Yeah, you can tell. Yeah. Like, you gotta there's like a difference between, at the end of the day, it's like you could get whatever, but if you're not pulling yourself, like, it's going
to
show.
It needs
like,
to come from within. Yeah.
Like, and I think yourself. People think that like, if you get work done, you don't love yourself or whatever it may be. And like, I think that you're a good example of like a grounding of like, don't judge somebody by the way they look. Cause like the moment you open your mouth, your demeanor, everything just kind of like, it shows, it radiates.
That's what I'm like, I love my body, but I'm definitely still like that shy. Like I did it for myself, but like I still be like,
It's funny because like you're intimidated by people taking you, by finding you intimidating. Like I get intimidated that like, oh, they're not going to want to talk to me because they're intimidated.
You know, Yes, girl. Or even when just girls are like laughing, like in general outside, I'm like, are they laughing at my big butt? But I'm like, but I did this to myself. And I love, you know, I love my body, but you know, like I just still get like shy about it.
The same girls that are like laughing at a girl for getting a BBL are the same bitches that have like two boob jobs.
Yeah.
Like shut up.
Yeah.
It's it. I don't know. It's all relative, you know. Mm-hmm. But definitely. So okay, how did you get into dancing again?
So I had a normal job. I was like working in the mall, like at those little like shoe stores, and like it's so crazy. I wanted to be a waitress at a club. I was like, oh, I just want tips. Like I want to make extra money, whatever. And I go to the first club I worked at in downtown LA, like girl, super shitty club, the Playpen. Bitch. I know it's okay, girl. So I went, it's so scary. I'm so like, But
you have to be some clubs you really have to be careful.
Yes, that now looking back, I'm like, tripping. Yeah. So I went as to wanting to be a waitress or whatever, and the owner was just like, oh no, we're not hiring waitresses, but like we're looking for dancers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I don't know, like whatever. He's like, how about you come day shift? And so I go in the day the next day, like not even knowing what the fuck, like brought like a normal bikini and like normal heels, bitch, like figured it the fuck out. Yeah, it was so scary. I remember I couldn't even eat for like the first like day. I was like, what did I just do?
I literally hung. Okay, so I hung out with all strippers. So I walked in there like, are you sure this is your first day? I'm like, yeah. They're like, you're a natural. I thought that was a compliment.
Yeah, it is. It is, girl. I love us.
I was like a born stripper.
That's beautiful. Bitch, there's beauty in that. I love that.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you what. I don't think like anybody else that I like know or that I grew up with, I should say. Like, okay. You know, like I think kind of like differently. Yeah. I think that dancing has helped do that. And like, you know, I feel like I'm very blessed because I think differently than other people. I'm able to like
Look business. At what you're doing. This is so great. Thank you for building this community, girl.
Thank you.
Literally, you're doing this shit. Thank you. We needed this space. You know what I mean? Like,
I think
you
really,
girl, we did. and especially you too, girl.
It's so I've been seeing like the, you know, you get like DMs. It's so funny. Like people will talk shit about other dancers, and then like they'll screenshot it and they'll send it to me, and they're like, "You should post this." Well, just about strippers in general. God. And then they send it to TDR, and they're like, "Look at these people," and like,
"Oh my god!"
It's like you want to choose your battles, but at the same time, it's just like it's so easy to like stigmatize or to like shame somebody for something that you don't understand. Mm-hmm. But then when there's a united front, it almost like holds you accountable for your actions because all these people are like, no, actually you're incorrect and you're full of shit. So where's this really coming from?
Boo? Yeah, for real.
And you know, those are the same type of people that are like in the comments, like overanalyzing everything about them. So
No, for real, girl.
Sheep.
Can I take a sip or?
No, not
Oh, no? I was like, I'm like, girl, I'm a little thirsty. My mouth is all seco. I'm like, I need a fucking sip, girl.
So you're dating now, right?
Yes.
Is that something you're comfortable talking about?
It's hard because like
to talk about
it's not hard to talk about because I love him. This is that dude like in my heart and soul because I feel like, you know, they say, oh, when somebody makes you want to be a better person, like that's he like does that for me. Like just everything. I could go on and on, but that's like annoying. But
no, girl,
I feel like
I love it. I love to hear about stuff like that.
Right. I love love. And me so too. I feel I'm like I'm in this like really cheesy like fairy tale. Like
a lot of dancers, like they start dating somebody and then it's like they feel guilty not telling the customer about the guy, not for the customer, but for the guy, like not giving the guy the respect.
Yeah.
And like, there's like so many ways to maneuver it, you know?
It's hard because customers don't really like ask. I mean, some will like, but I don't know if it matters or not. Like, I'm sure they'll still spend money.
I think I would just lie.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, I feel like,
because what difference does it make? It's not like you're like dating.
Same thing customer. With the customer. Yeah, yeah. Like I don't ask like, are you married? Do you have a girlfriend? I'm like, you're in here. The damage is you're in here. Like, let's get this money. Let's get going.
Unless
like,
she's keeping you from coming here, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. But I feel like specifically how I've made my money for so many years is like through regulars and through like them kind of like fantasizing this like idea of like
who you actually are.
Yeah. Or like being with me. So I feel like, that's why I'm like, only if you know I have somebody. And that sucks, you know, but it's just so hard because I have had a client.
No, well, you're maintaining the fantasy. And at the end of the day, they're not really that invested in you. It's the fantasy that they're invested in.
Yeah.
So, exactly. I mean, if it was genuine, because there, I'm sure, are customers
that genuinely want something.
Or? Well, or that actually like know you or that you feel comfortable.
Yeah,
enough. Like,
definitely.
Not chilling, but like talking to or like, oh my God, tell
like
me
they actually
if I'm
know
wrong.
What's going on.
Like,
yes,
you know those ones.
For sure, yeah.
I always love a customer that like, they just want to know what you're talking, like what's going on.
Oh,
they'll
no,
pay
most,
you.
But that's
to
most
tell
of my
you.
Customers. Yeah. That's, they know like, they'll ask me like, what's going on with your business? Or like, oh, I seen you went to that rave. Like, how was it? I'm like, yeah, I rolled balls. Like, I have most of my clients, we talk like that.
Some of them just want friends.
Yeah.
It sounds weird.
No, but yeah. It's like I'm their sexy
friend. Let me tell you something. I'm so bored. Not bored, but like half the time I'm about to go and pay for a damn friend myself.
Yeah, girl. So I think that's what's hard about like being so open about the dating is like, I, you know, I'm like, oh my God, what if
you
they
have
stop
boundaries.
Coming? Yeah. And like,
so you don't
like,
tell them.
I don't.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I think you're honestly, doing the right thing. And you want to protect your relationship.
Yeah.
I think by like definitely. Sharing with the customer, it's almost involving it with that. Like you want to keep it sacred. You want to like,
yeah, exactly.
Even with like, if I'm dating somebody, like I'll tell like a few of my friends, but like my family or people that like I know probably won't understand or like I just keep it to myself. It's better.
Exactly.
I believe in the evil eye and all that shit.
Yeah, exactly. So I had this client, like he had went in and it was when like I'm still with my boyfriend or like while I was with him or whatever. And like he I didn't want to dance with him because I know like just the
he's
way
try some shit.
Yeah, try some shit. And so like I respectfully was like, no, like I'm not, you know, gonna take this money or whatever. And then like later on, like my boyfriend gets like these messages like talking about me and like finding reviews about me on these sites because there's these crazy sites.
There's important boundaries to be established.
Yeah,
even
I definitely
if they're
learned
fake
about
boundaries.
Yeah. Yeah, girl. Yeah, I feel like because I'm so nice like for so many years I'm like, oh my God,
you know
mess.
What's crazy, I have like the sickest boundaries with customers. I would just like be like a wall, even friends, even family. Yeah. But with dating, my boundaries are like fucked up. I'm like, what you doing?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
You learn.
That's good. Yeah, you learn.
I'm learning, but yeah, it's
a process. Yeah.
So how is he with?
Oh, he dislikes it very much.
You know what? I feel like there's like, it's, okay, so for me, it's like, would I want my man to be 100% okay with it?
Yeah, he doesn't make it like hell, but he definitely.
But it's like a part of like, he accepts you, and that's just
part, it's a
part of
my
what
journey.
You do, and this is just temporary for what it is. And
exactly.
He's like, understand. And I think that takes so much more than just being, than not caring.
Yes.
Or than not putting up with it.
Yeah,
it's
no,
like,
definitely.
You know what? This isn't her. This is something she's doing. She's
exactly.
And we're going to move past it because you see the bigger picture.
Exactly.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, and he does that for me. So it's like, that's what I'm like, bitch, I'm running out
of this
trap.
You really have to like, appreciate that.
Yeah, it's hard to find that in LA, girl. Like,
oh,
I feel like dating in LA, bitch. No.
It's so hard.
So I'm like, he's not from here, so it makes sense why he's just like this super gentleman. Like, well, he's from like Rockford, Illinois, so not necessarily Chicago, but like around there. He's just such a babe. He just flew out today too, so I'm like,
oh, he did.
Yes, I dropped him off in the morning. He's like, I wish I could have like been there.
Yeah, he
like,
could have came.
Yeah, but
we could have said, "Have a seat, my friend."
He always
I would
talks
have loved
about
to
that.
Know that.
He always talks about there needs to be more resources.
So
for,
then
like,
let's do it.
Men.
Let's set it up.
There, yeah,
this is a viable industry. Like the strip club industry made $7.4 billion in the U.S. alone in 2022.
Oh my God, girl, I believe it.
Okay,
that's crazy.
So
like just like from like the owners and everything or
no,
like
the strip club industry. So like the strip club. No. Yeah. Okay. So I was trying to get investors forever for TDR.
Okay.
We barely just sold the company for five.
Congrats.
We like So right now, oh TDR God, is valued at like
a big deal, babe. Congrats. Well,
yeah, thank you. Yes. It's so weird because like it happened and like I told a few people, but it was so like, I feel like I just kind of tried to just like.
No, give yourself your roses, boo. Thank you. Did that shit, bitch. What do you mean? Yeah, tripping.
We sold. So it was.
Fuck yeah.
We sold 5% for 85,000.
Bitch, period.
Thank you. But what the bigger picture is, I want to have an owner's group all over the world of like 500 girls.
Oh, I think I heard.
Yeah, we're going to.
Like, oh, bitch. I was like right away. Yes.
Yeah. Well,
count me you're gonna, in. Like, I want to own some of it. Let's get
this. No, you're
this.
Owning like the.
Or whatever it is.
I feel like it's just so. It's such a like an opportunity because we have the podcast. We have merch. Fuck, we have the app. Yes, we have the wireframe. And like the women that buy in, like we're going to sell the wireframe for like hundreds of millions within like a year, that's you know? Dope. So those women that buy in, like
girls,
I want to set them up.
Yeah. That's really dope. Boo. Good shit.
It's going to be. Yeah. And I think it'll change like the narrative. Yeah.
Yeah. It needs to change. You know, it's like,
we're business women. We're legit out here. Like you have two businesses. Yes. Like there's women that like talk shit on dancers that are like hosting and that like are just like, I could never do that. Like you're right, you probably couldn't.
Yeah, you couldn't. Yeah, girl, you couldn't stand in these fucking 8-inch pleasers.
Like look at Simone was here. She graduated law school and she's like at a law firm while she's dancing.
What a queen. Wow. Oh my god.
No, but it's like
so blessed to be around such amazing women.
No, but it's so easy to just kind of like write a woman off because she does that. And it's like you don't even see what she does with it.
Yeah.
You can give a woman 50 racks and she's going to go blow it on like a few purses because she doesn't know better.
Yes.
She doesn't know what it takes to build, to, you know, sustain. Mm-hmm. And like we do because we're doing it on our own.
Yeah.
It's not like if you're working day or night shift. And you're making sure you're ready every day to go into a job that you don't have to be at, that you won't lose if you don't show up.
Yeah.
And, like, people don't even show up to their jobs. And they don't even make enough as it is, you know? It's the real deal.
Yeah.
Okay, so. So you work at Paradise. Like, I have that.
Girl, ask. I already know.
The craziest shit you've ever
done? Girl, I was waiting for this question. Tell me why.
You know what? No, let me tell you.
This bitch is going to ask me the craziest.
Really quick. My mom is like the biggest chismosa. Like, if she found out I dance, so she wants to know everything about everything. Yeah. So when I was dancing at Sin, this was like 10 years ago. She was like, oh my God, in the newspaper, there's a lady. It was not Paradise. It was Hawaii Theater.
Oh, girl, I missed that way. But I heard that place was crazy.
There was a man dancing there and he was like dressed up as a woman and he was like,
oh my god,
taking all the money.
Oh, like he was an actual dancer?
Yes. And he was like,
oh my god,
he was clearly like, he was clearly trying, which is fine, but this is like 10 years
ago.
Yeah,
no, it's different.
So and like, and he like, they caught like, they
oh my god,
and then like I saw a photo, like they didn't have the makeup techniques that they did. But what's crazy is that he went in there and took all the business.
Oh bitch, I believe like, it, girl. Okay.
And if you knew Hawaii Theater,
I've heard of it,
but that was not a that was a brothel. So if you got a man going in there and able to take all the business.
That's the thing. Yeah, there's like definitely misconception, but I mean men do come in there for like, you know.
But it's beyond that though. Like
it's but I feel like the way I approach a client is like I approach them like not aggressive. I approach them normal, whatever. And then I feel like because my like approach sweet, is so calm. Yeah, I like find out why they're really there. You know, if you go up to a guy and you're like, oh, like
versus well, trying to sell him. Yeah, you can like fill him out. That's
all you're bringing to the table. You know what I'm saying? So like. Yeah, I feel like I have a lot of clients who are like into like these like fetish things or like where it's not even like full throttle, like just it's some like crazy they have kink little, or whatever.
Yeah,
you know? Or like, but because they were comfortable enough because I made them comfortable. Because for me, I have to be comfortable to even like dance. So like once I'm comfortable, you're comfortable. It's just like way different.
But that's so true because people go there for different things. So like finding out why someone's there, is going to like also enable them to want to come back.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I do think that, like, that is an industry or, like, a place that people can go and, like, not feel judged. So they're more inclined to go.
Yeah, exactly. You know? But the craziest thing. So I didn't do it. But he paid me really well because I feel like he thought, like, oh, if I keep, like, shelling this money. It's going to happen. But he wanted me to shit on him.
At the club?
At the club. No, like, dead ass. And then he went back again another time. And then
how much did he give you?
He gave me like a rack.
Thinking that you're
and he got like 4 VIPs, 30 minutes, so it's like 2 hours.
Was it a white guy?
No, he was like Mexican or like Italianish. Like he looked kind of like that, but I mean, he was young. And so we went in another time, and then I like joked about it, and he was just like,
probably from Dubai.
Is that what they're into?
Girl. I've heard that they're into like some like,
oh my God,
weirdo shit.
Fuck. But yeah, girl, I was like, no. And I told him, I was very clear. I don't like scam. Like, I'm very transparent with my clients. That's why I feel like I have regulars.
They come back, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, this bitch didn't do me dirty. She didn't say one thing and flip it on me. I'm very transparent. So, like, I was like, bro, I can't shit on command like that. But, like, I, you know.
You're like, I can't even go anywhere other than a restroom. Yeah. Like, I can't go on this. I can't even pee on the side of the road.
Yeah, bad bitches have tummy problems. Okay. But, like, bitch, I can't shit on command. Like, yeah, bitch. Oh, my God. But... yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Damn. Yeah. You're like, does it have to be a woman that shits on you? Because I know somebody.
No, and somebody's no, but I guess somebody's had like actually been able to do that. And then I was like, oh, so this is the guy. Because one time he found shit in there. Like they found shit in the VIP room. So like somebody was able to actually do what he wanted. Yeah.
For $1,000.
But not that night. It was another time. So like one of the door guys was like, oh my God, there's shit in the VIP. And I'm like, what the fuck?
She didn't even and pick then, like, it up. Months
later, wait, bitch, so it's no, a mess. It's a mess.
So there's no, they don't have no camera.
Well, I think it was like towards the end of the night because I was like already cashing out and shit. Not in shit. I'm so sorry. Yeah,
girl, and I thought shit. Like doing blow off a nipple was like,
oh
insane.
No, that's regular.
Yeah, I didn't
bitch,
know.
Bitch, that's all normal. I have so many like,
you know what?
That's like my niche. Like I was customers so that like to party. Yeah. Oh, that's my, shit.
My niche was like men that just like wanted me to cuss them out by the end of the bitch. Night.
Oh, that sounds so fun.
But you know, my niche was like men that would be like, oh my degrading God, I love you. You're so sweet. Da, 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 da. And I'm like nice for one night. And I'm like, what the fuck? Do yeah. you want like you know like after like they liked feeling like they had to like prove themselves or yeah like they liked that isn't I was that mean thing? But like I was they just bug the fuck out of me like yeah. guys oh, yeah. I don't know if I'm girl. Nice they can't stand it if I'm a bitch they eat it up
yeah I could see that I feel that
even with customers like the customers usually like I'm a really nice person so like yeah. I mean they would eat that and I would get a lot of like
yeah.
And then when I'm
believe it, girl.
Yeah, these but apparently when you're dating, you can't act like that. Girl. They don't like it.
Yeah, these customers are a trip, dude.
Masochists.
Yeah, there you go.
Legit masochists. Yeah.
See, even though like I look intimidating and stuff, I don't
you're really,
yeah,
you're really
get the,
sweet.
Yeah, I don't get the guys.
You get like
that.
The like white guy in with the fanny knees. Pack that comes yeah. like every week.
Yeah, like the really big like Mexican dudes who want some living or like, you know, the kind of like square dudes. And so I'm like they're like hot, like tatted girl that they probably like you know the girls they watch.
No, I get like this. I get
know.
Like the CEO that like everybody like won't look at, and then I'm like, come here, yeah. And they're like, eat it up. Like I just like, I had like a really good attorney. He was. Uh-huh. I feel like he probably went to like everywhere in Orange County, but he was like the attorney for ABC, which was like Disney. Oh, he was like yeah. the lead attorney for. Oh, shit. And girl, this man would be like, oh, put my belt around my neck and walk oh, me shit. Throughout the strip club.
Oh my God, that sounds like
and
fun.
He was like, I want to be, he's like, I'm going to give you my paycheck and tell me that I can't give my kids any of my money.
Oh my God.
I was like, give fun. Me your motherfucking money, boo.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, like.
Yeah. No, like, this is real shit. Like, it's so good.
And I was like, and if you, because like, I would tell him like, if you don't give me the money, I'm going to go to your job and humiliate you. Oh, and he'd be like, oh yes, goddess.
Fuck yeah, girl. That's like the best.
I'm like, I don't understand why I have toxic so relationships. I don't understand what the problem is.
Yes,
it's
girl.
Sick. It's hard not to get jaded because it's mm-hmm. hard because you see men that you probably would otherwise respect in other mm-hmm. circumstances.
Yeah.
And you're just like, bro, you really like, you're so accessible.
Yeah.
It's oh, crazy.
Fuck it, girl.
Like, I mean.
We're just doing our job, bitch.
What's the most you made in a night?
So my customer, he gave me like 8,000, but it was to do, one of my surgeries.
Yeah.
So.
That's what that was like. Yeah.
Yeah. I was doing my nose.
Your nose?
Yeah, girl.
Wow. You can't even tell you had your nose then.
Yeah. I went with Dr. J. Very nice. over here. He's super. He does it super. Is he Asian guy? No.
Oh, okay.
He's like some type of like army.
There's a really good doctor, like an Asian doctor, yeah, West Hollywood, like Beverly Hills. Okay. West. But that looks like his work. But yeah. I would never have known. Wow. I'm too scared. Like, I'll do fillers on my lips, but like.
Because like actually, right in the middle of your face, you know? So I'm like, fuck. But that's what I liked about him. He like did it very naturally.
I would love to see your before, because like that is.
It was just a little more bulbous. It was just like more wide. I could find a picture for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, girl, I've done
it. If I was gonna get my nose, honestly, like, I mean, I like, I don't really mind my nose.
Your nose is so cute.
But if I was gonna do it, I probably, I like how you did yours. But like, you could go forever with surgery. Like, you just kind of gotta like, you know.
Yeah.
It's, you know. So are you working tonight?
No. That's why I was just like, everything felt so perfect.
Oh, you said what you're doing. Oh, okay, great. Yes, so we can I'm starving.
I was like, this is perfect.
Can you move your glasses, please?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I was like, no, because I feel like.
How do you maintain your schedule? Like, do you do the same days every week or how do you?
For years, I was like Wednesday through Sunday, like hardcore specific time. But now I'm like, dude, that was like no way to live. Like it was, I feel like I overworked myself. Even though it's good to be consistent.
How long? For 4 years, you said?
Bitch, for years. Like, I was doing that at
Paradise. And people wonder why dancers have no life. Like, how, like, they think we're out. Like, you're either a dancer who's, like, out working. Doing whatever, or you're just working, working.
I'm a hustler, as we all are. We want our
money.
Well,
I'm like, why would I give, even dating is hard, because it's like, if I'm not super into you, why would I, oh my God, I went on a date with this guy, and I told him, it was a partner. And I was like, listen, I'm working tonight. It was when I was dancing. I was like, I'm working tonight. So if you want me to take tonight off, you need to give me the money for the night.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I'll tell you what. Because I'm at the point where I'm ready to meet somebody. And like,
yeah. That's so, how I was feeling. And that's why it just happened. It works. You know? Yeah.
Well, I told him, I was like, listen, if I like you and we do another date, we hit it off, you don't owe me anything. But if I never want to see you again, you better rob me. Hey. And we hit it off.
Yeah.
We went on a couple dates and like he put the money in my bag the end of the first night.
As before,
like, and we like we're gonna see each other again. But he just did that as I was like leaving, getting in the Uber, and I like checked my bag and I was like, oh, he did it anyways.
And
I
just thought that was the value, and he's like, here, yeah.
He's just like, fuck it. Yeah, I thought that was so handsome.
Yes. No, right, girl? Yes. I'm like, no, give me your money.
If you don't mind, how do you like work that?
So he has clientele.
He can get clientele.
Yeah. He's building his clientele out here for sure.
Would you move over there?
I don't know, girl. I'm an LA girl.
Me too.
But I say that now, though. I say that now.
I know when you fall in love, it's like.
Yeah, I love him, but definitely because I have my shop and everything going, like I really need to. Yeah. Make that shit go. Yeah. So
you owe it to yourself.
Yeah. I like feel like a lot of people run away from LA because they're like, it's too much or whatever. I'm like, no, I'm gonna make LA my bitch. I'm gonna have my shit going. Like that shit, this city's not gonna outrun me. Like I'm gonna make my name in LA. Not only as a dancer, but that dancer that fucking made it the fuck out. Yeah. Not because she married a customer or whatever. Nothing wrong with that either. Nothing
girl, get wrong. Your bunny.
Yeah, I could have been out if that was the road I wanted to be on.
But it's not easy. Even if you marry a customer, for money is a job. You're marrying your job. If it matters that much to you, then I say you fucking write it out. You have the right thing. Yeah. But if you want love, like for me, I really want to have kids and I want to enjoy raising my kids. Yeah. Like I want to enjoy the person that I raise my children with. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
And like, I don't think I could do that with a customer.
No, oh my God, no. That's what I'm saying. And I feel like the same way a client could give you everything or whatever.
Yeah, monetary.
They could take that shit away. And no way.
Imagine.
I'm going to make that shit happen on my own. So yeah, I mean, who knows? But yeah, I love him.
Oh, I love it. I'm glad that we were able
strippers can fall in love too. Yeah.
I know. No, girl. We legit have like this stigma that like,
we
only want money.
Yeah. We have hearts. We can love.
Like, I want money. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. But I still want love. And if I wanted money from you, I probably wouldn't be.
Yeah.
I feel like dancers don't really mix the two. Like when you really care about somebody, you're not going to be trying to get money from them.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
you value it higher than money.
And that's what I'm that's on
the
with
thing.
Him.
If a dancer falls in love with you, she's putting you above her friend.
Sometimes I'm like, no, babe, I got it. And I'm like, no, but normally be like, bitch, you pay for this. Like, you know, but with him, I'm like, no, babe. Like, cause I, you know, I'm so used to like, tricking off. No, but like, you know, girls,
it's hard. It's hard. I know it's hard.
Because I love him. Because I want a different. differentiate. Like, he's not like me. You know?
I love him. No, girl. I get it.
You know what I mean?
Like, you know when you go on a vacation with the man, he pays for everything, and then you're like, I got you this beer because I love you. That's the only way I see it.
Yeah.
All right, buy you this $10 hat. But be careful because the straw comes out on the side.
Yeah, but it's beautiful. Love is beautiful. We can love.
So, okay, we have your Instagram, mm-hmm. Celeste Victoria. Yes. And then you have one for your company as well, yes. Right?
Body Babes LA.
Please check that out. Very excited.
I want to snatch you, Rosa. I think,
yeah, and it's so important to have a good masseuse. Like, I had a masseuse for, like, before I went to Hustle, I had someone else. Because I just be getting intimidated by everything, like, under the sun. And so I, like, didn't go to her initially. I went to somebody else because they were coming to my house.
Oh, okay.
But I did the 2 weeks in Colombia, and then I flew home. Mm-hmm. And then I did the 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But, like, masseuses are as important as a surgeon.
It is. Oh yeah, post-op care is so important. Yeah,
post-op care is 50%.
Because a lot of I've seen and heard from, like, some of our clients that they'll, like, use cavitation or, like, these things, like, right when they're post-op, and it's like it should only be manually, like, or through, like, an ultrasound machine, which just, like, produces the waves, you know, yeah, to drain you out. But you shouldn't be doing half of the things a lot of
I went into my first massage the day I got my surgery. He was like, get her out. But I was like, I want the lat. Like, for me, because I was seeing a lot of hips on the low. I love
hips, girl.
So I was like, I need like the lat, mm-hmm. the lateral hips. And they mm-hmm. were like, if you don't start doing, like, your waist, you're going to be fucked. Important. So it was, and I was allergic to the painkillers. So I did it with no painkillers.
Oh, no. Yeah, girl. You need painkillers. Cause it hurts. It's like your whole body is just, like, bruised.
I've heard women say that your first BBL, which I can imagine your fucking third, but I heard your first is just as difficult, if not more difficult, than child birth.
Oh my god!
They said that having a baby was having a BBL is harder than having a baby.
Oh, then we'll be fine though.
That's what
I'm like, bitch, we'll pop these babies out.
The baby's gonna come out like this. For real. Even better.
Yeah.
I don't know, the whole being pregnant and then, like, having a baby. Like, how do you not have anxiety?
Oh, my God, like, right? My shit's going to be night. So stretched out. But tummy tuck me after, and then I'll know.
Do you know, like, who Yoseline
Yoseline, no.
So she worked at Satin. She just had a baby. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I feel every single surgery I've ever had this pregnancy.
Ouch. Like, every stretch. Like,
She had 3 BBLs. She did everything. God. Plazas, everything.
Bitch.
And
oh yeah, Jay Plasma is a bitch.
BBL, Jay Plasma, and Lipo 3
Yeah, girl. And then it's just no joke.
Yeah. But, like, they said that she's like, I feel everything. She's like, I feel right here, like, you know, the burning sensation.
Yeah. Oh,
she felt it when she was pregnant.
As, like, the baby, like,
she was head. Yes. She started feeling the burning.
Fucked. We're fucked.
So yeah, that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh my god. Yeah, but I feel like, yeah, exciting.
This is what you work for, right?
Yes. Yeah, honestly, stability and, like, you know.
But good for you. No, I think it's good to, like, have a dancer on the podcast that is happy with where she's at, that's mm-hmm. in a loving relationship, that's mm-hmm. stable.
Yes.
That's, like, you are what people are working towards, just to be, like, internally happy.
Yes.
And not feel like,
it
you took know.
It was a journey to get here, you know, and, like I was telling you, that's why I started to cut off alcohol, except for, like, right now, you know, socially.
Sorry, y'all. Sorry.
Socially, I drink and stuff, you know, but I feel like the alcohol and, like, you know, the other stuff too. It's
alcohol makes a huge difference. Yeah. I went on a cleanse for, like, a month of no alcohol, and, like, I just
like, in this situation, like, I'm happy I'm here, so it's different. Yeah, but so sometimes when you're dragging your feet to work, like, and then you're drinking, you're, like,
at
in
work.
This trauma, like, place.
No, like, well, when you're drinking, because I mean, we do, like, I was doing it, like, we were talking about when I would get to the club, I'm like, give me a shot of this and bitch. Like a Red Bull. Yeah, because you're coping. When you're doing anything to cope, it's not enjoyable. It's just, like, it's overdoing it. So
yeah. So, but you guys will get there.
Yeah.
We all will.
I think you're a really good example for just, like, being you.
Thank you. Yes. Stay true to yourself.
Yes.
You know, I know that's it's so hard, especially it's so in LA. Valuable. And that's why too, I feel like I personally like a more, like, low key, like, cringy club. Because I feel like LA in general is so fast paced. And
even,
like,
people, like, I prefer, you know, low key people, like, people that are, like, out here in the scene give me anxiety.
Yeah. But just, you know, stay true to yourself and, like, set your goals and, you know.
I think you're doing well.
Thank you, boo.
Thank you. Good vibes. Yes. The vibes that you're feeling, these are like real life vibes. Yes. This is how she is.
This is how I am.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And then tell people exactly your Instagram, like where to find
Body you. Babes LA on Instagram. And we have a TikTok. And then Vicky's Closet with 3 T's on Instagram.
Yay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.